Blog Talk Radio.
Looking for one, but her man gone. Cause she was tripping at the club, thinking that she grown. Sit down for a minute, let me tell you about this situation. Some bitches hating about the other bitches, you be dead. I ain't no lame man, nigga, you won't catch me caking. I get these hoes and flip them up and cook them up like bacon. And give them staking, can they take it if they back me hurting? I'm blowing purple, got your bitch following me in circles. It's just a game that we play these hoes every day. This whole ratchet, I'ma play that hoe the same way. Oh, messy bitch.
TPG, see in the forest, we get green. Petty Eddie Snowden, WikiLeaks. Nigga, squares don't beef like a sack of crystals. You know what I'm talking about? Hey, y'all, welcome to the motherfucking Petty Gathering. This is your host, Stinkerelli. We having a serious petty discussion today. And I didn't think I was going to get a lot of callers on this one. Y'all surprising me already. You know what I'm saying? I still want to see who everybody is, so I'm gonna play some more music in a second. But just to get to the topic that we're talking about here, we're talking about abortion, the right to choice or the right to live. Whether or not it's just cheaper to kill it. Ooh, when does life begin? You know, are you killing a person there? Is that soul already? Is that like already, you know, you disrupting destiny, or is this destiny the way it's supposed to be? Shit is perplexing, to say the least. I got an opinion. I'm sure everybody got an opinion. We're going to find out what really matters, though. But I tell you what, though. I believe one thing, though. I believe one thing. I believe the children are the future.
I believe the children are our future.
them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children's laughter remind us how we used to be. Everybody searching for heroes.
Everybody.
To look up to. I never found anyone who fulfilled my needs.
Everybody is searching for a hero. People need somebody to look up to. But you know what they said? He never found anyone to fulfill. It's nobody even here worth looking up to. This whole shit is fucked up. It's bringing children into the world at a time like this. Who wants to do that? You think this everything is fucked up? That's what a lot of people were saying. A lot of people saying it's fucked up. I'm gonna tell you, in the early few years back, you know, in the 80s, shit was way worse than it is now. I don't know if you know that, but it was fucking worse. Crack epidemic was crazy. And there was some repercussions to that, some results. Children being born addicted to different drugs. These children have a hard time acclimating into society. They tend to be very energetic. Some of them really sickly. And some people are saying that they should have never even been born into this world. They should even had a chance to do the shit that they're doing. I don't see a lot of them making the news as far as, but they are, though. But they're in different ways, wrapped up in body bags or found in a dumpster.
And Harley spell her name.
That's not our problem, that's up to Brenda's family.
Well, let me show you how it affects our whole community. Now Brenda really never knew her moms, and her dad was a junkie putting death into his arms. It's sad, cause I bet Brenda doesn't even know. Just cause you're in the ghetto doesn't mean you can't grow. But oh, that's a book, my own revelation. Do whatever it takes to resist the temptation. Brenda got herself a boyfriend. Her boyfriend was a cousin, now let's rock the joy. And she tried to hide a pregnancy from a family who really didn't care to see or give a damn if she went out and had a church of kids. As long as when the check came, they got first dibs. Now Brenda's belly's getting bigger, but no one seems to notice any change in her figure. She's 12 years old and she's having a baby. In love with a molester who's sex and a crazy. And your aunt also thinks that'll be with her forever. And dreams of a world with the two of them are together. Whatever. He left there and she had the baby solo. She had it on the bathroom floor and didn't know, so she didn't know what to throw away and what to keep. She wrapped the baby up and threw him in a trash heap. I guess she thought she'd get away. Hear the cries. She didn't realize how much the little baby had her eyes. Now the baby's in a trash heap bawling. Mama can't help her, but it hurts to hear her calling. Brenda wants to run away. Mama say you're making me lose pay. And social work is here every day. Now Brenda's gotta make her own way. Can't go to a family, they won't let her stay. No money, no babysitter, she couldn't keep a job. She tried to sell crack, but ended up getting robbed. So now what's next? It ain't nothing left to sell. So she sees sex as a way of leaving hell. It's paying the rent, so she really can't complain. Prostitute found slang. And Brenda's her name, she's gotta beg.
Hey, Tasha, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, hey, we got, hey, y'all give it up for Tasha, y'all. She gonna call in, chime in on this topic right here with us today. I know it's a sensitive topic. A lot of people won't call in, and talk about this. This is something that people will listen to from the distance. You know what I mean? Tasha, what's going on? Talk to us. How you feel about when do you think life begins?
Do you think it begins? From the first day, like from first day one.
From day first one. What is day one?
The first day that the sperm hits the egg.
First day, as soon as the sperm hits the egg, bam, that's life right there. If you go and take a Plan B pill, you just kill somebody.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. You definitely kill somebody. But I think it's really taboo, you know? Like, I think it's a sticky topic for the simple fact of you have girls that keep having babies and they living on Section 8 and they not doing nothing. And in a sense, it's like, bitch, you should have just killed that motherfucker because it's better off not being here. You know what I mean? that's being real, though. Like,
you saying that nothing good ever came out the projects?
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying nothing good come out the projects. I'm saying that if you going to be a nothing-ass bitch and you just going to have babies and you not going to look after them and you not going to give them what they need, then why put the baby through that? But I ain't saying go around this bitch being a serial killer. You feel me? Like, I think it should definitely have limits and boundaries. Well, but so how
girls have 4 or 5 abortions, man. 6, 7 abortions.
I know people that have done that, and I'm not saying that that is okay. I'm not saying that it's acceptable. However, I know somebody that's had, like, 8 abortions that I know of, and they got 6 fucking kids. You know, and they stay with their mama house at their mama house in a 2-bedroom. This is a real story. Like, I'm not making this shit up. So it's like that bitch need to kill us. Like, she need to kill herself. You feel me? Because like, no, for real though. Like, when you think about it, like you're like me myself. I'm 27. I don't have any kids. I've never had any abortions. You feel me? But I've always thought that, like, when you bring another life into this world, like, that's a totally different responsibility. And I was going through a time in my life where my life fucked up. I ain't finna fuck up nobody else's life. Like, you know what I mean? I don't think that... I think what's fucked up is the whole thought of having a baby. It's not done accurately. You know what I mean? People have irresponsible sex, careless sex, and then they make irresponsible choices. You feel me? So bitches just get pregnant. They just having random sex and having random babies. It's not planned out. It's not thought about. It's not, oh God, I'm pregnant. I got to think about my baby future. It's, oh God, I'm pregnant. Let me have a themed baby shower. See if I can get some free shit and whatever. Oh God, I'm pregnant. I need $300 from this nigga. And I know girls that have fake pregnancies to get fake abortion money. Like, so it's so many levels to that shit.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. And I see what you're saying. But still, you can endure. You can endure. The baby don't gotta die. The kid don't gotta die. You can tighten your shit up.
But they don't.
Ain't that a fucking option? Why is that not a fucking option? Why is...
But they don't use it. They don't use it. Okay, all right, real question. How many women that you know or have known that's on Section 8 that actually utilizes the program to get off?
I knew 2.
Out of how many?
I don't really check. I know 2 for sure that was on it for a minute and they off doing their thing now. You know what I'm saying? That they can't really they can't really utilize the system. They can't. The thing is I think some violation shit happened where, you know what I'm saying, they can't use it no more. You know what I mean? Like, you can, that shit ain't that, it ain't golden. And like 3
it's
actually
designed.
Now I think about it, I know 3. I know another girl who has a bunch of kids. And she's doing the thing on her own. You know what I'm saying? She don't get that type of assistance. So, yeah, it's, but like, she might be lying.
They don't tighten up. Like, get pregnant and say, okay, I got to get my shit together. You know what I mean? They get pregnant and then you ride through the hood. You see these kids running outside, no shoes on, no socks, no T-shirt on, snotty nose, mama nowhere in sight. You know what I'm saying? You see them turned up in the club on Thursdays and Fridays, selling their kids' food stamps on Facebook. So it's like, it's really like, okay, do this bitch kill the baby or do she let the baby suffer? You know what I mean? It's like a catch-22. It's a lose-lose situation.
Man, I wanna say that you could win this situation.
Yes, you could win. I have a friend. She go to Bethune. She's like 23, 24. She has a son. Her son is 2 years old. She's on Section 8. She stopped watching when she got pregnant. She was in school. She stopped going to school till she had her baby, and she went back to school. She's going to school to be a neurosurgeon, and she did it. And she's doing it, and she made great grades. She graduates in December. So I'm not saying that it's not possible, but I'm saying it's not the norm. People like that aren't the norm in those type of situations. People that decide, I'm going to keep my baby. I'm not going to kill it. You know what I mean? I'm not going to give it up for adoption. I'm going to tough it out, whatever I got to do. Like, she live in Orlando, and she catch the bus to Bethune because she can't stay on campus with a baby. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But she make it happen. But that's not the norm.
Man, all right. These kids, even the trouble that you say that they're in for, at least give them a chance to make it the way through. I mean, shit, shit wasn't all gravy on my end. My mom was 16. My pops was 17. I could have easily been slumped. I was supposed to be slumped. 16-year-old, 11th grade, mother, I'm supposed to be slumped, right?
She I feel can't you.
Do shit for, she ain't supposed to do shit for no kid. But she had me, though. And I didn't fuck up the world that bad, I don't think. I might have. I don't know. That remains to be seen. I ain't done with this motherfucker yet. But at the same time, I think I have more of a positive impact on the world. And I'm supposed to be slumped, for real, for real. So, and then every situation after that told me I'm supposed to be slumped. I was supposed to be slumped where I was at.
Right.
But somebody decided to give a little nigga a chance. And I think now you could come from a crack. Now I'm saying the epidemic was so bad. Some of these kids out here is turned up, and it's because of their parents, it's because of us, the generation before them, just not giving a fuck, not putting nothing into them, not pouring nothing into them that they could use. So,
and that's what I'm saying. They don't have nothing. They don't have parents, aunts, uncles, grandmas. You a grandma at 30. You feel me? Like, they don't have nothing. They have nothing to look forward to. They have nothing to inspire them to be more. Like, if you're only exposed to certain things in life, you're only going to know what you're exposed to. So the only thing you see is that bullshit. It ain't no eyes for you to beat because you don't even see the bigger picture.
Yeah, but even if sometimes you can have a vision without seeing the picture. Not everybody, I'm telling you, man. I mean, people are unique, man. People are special, man. All of us have special traits that could get tapped into, inspired by the smallest things in our lives. Could carry us through our whole life. Could change our perspective on something and how we do some shit. So the fact that we slumping babies early, I mean early as fuck, couple weeks in, you know what I'm saying, before anything ever, you don't think there's no repercussions for that? You think the repercussions are good or bad?
I think the repercussions are bad in so many different ways.
Like we might be missing the next leader that we need to save us from an impending disaster, but he got killed. Like that old Terminator shit. It's like Terminator. It's like, nigga, you know what I'm saying?
It's like you're not giving anything a chance. You feel me? So it's like, it's so many different repercussions to that. I'm not saying that it's right to kill a baby, but I'm saying that I can understand why a person would. I ain't talking about the person that done killed five or six of them. I'm saying the person that don't have nothing else.
What about the little, you talk about these circumstances where the little girl gets raped, you know what I'm saying? Or you're talking about the parents has a real bad disease. I don't know why they're having sex, but they're having sex. The parent has a bad disease and passes it on to the kid. You know what I'm saying? So you could take a chance, a baby being born with a hole in his heart or birth defects or something like that, and you take the chance. But you take that chance every time you smoke a cigarette, every time you light up a Black and Mild. But girls out here smoking Black and Milds with the paper still in them while they pregnant, smoking them down to the plastic and shit. You know what I'm talking about? And kids got asthma and wonder what the fuck.
Yeah, but I don't think you should just walk around executing babies, man. Like, really? You feel me? Like, you just got to think, like, what if your mama would have killed you? You feel me? That's how I look at it.
It was very possible that I should have been murked. I'm saying, in the 70s, man, we ain't had no fucking money. It was 10 people when I rolled up in there. It was already 10 motherfuckers in there.
Like, shit, I don't share with a lot of people, though, like, but I found out recently, like, when I was having a lot of health issues and shit, and I was asking my mama, because, you know, they go to asking you about shit when you was a baby and all that kind of shit, so I was asking my mama, so she was just, like, playing dumb or whatever, so I was talking to my aunt, so my aunt went to telling me that my mama drunk some type of shit because she was trying to have an abortion when she was pregnant with me, but my dad wouldn't give her the money for it or whatever. So my aunt went to tell me, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this was wrong or whatever. When you was a baby, they had to check all this kind of shit. And so, like, my mama was a provider. I never went without. I ain't never come home and the list was out. I always had the finest clothes, hair done. Like, my mama was a provider. But as far as in, like, nurturing, hugs and shit, like, my mama just started giving me hugs. And I was looking at her like, what? This is weird. Like, my mama wasn't like that, but it shed light. Yeah, it shed light. Like, damn, that's why my mama was so fucked up with me when I was a jit. That bitch ain't want me. You feel me?
Right.
But now I'm the one she have to call for everything. She gets sick. I got to go up there and be with her. You know what I mean? All that type of shit. So, you got to look at that shit like, boy, what if your mama would have killed you? You know what I mean?
Man, yo, hold on. Yo, I got to go to break on that, man. Hold on. Damn.
When I die, fuck it, I wanna go to hell. Cause I'm a piece of shit, it ain't hard to fucking tell. It don't make sense going to heaven with the goody goodies dressed in white. I like black Timbs and black hoodies. God'll probably have me on some real strict shit. No sleeping all day, no getting my dick licked. Hanging with the goody goodies, lounging in paradise. Fuck that shit, I wanna tote guns and shoot dice. All my life I've been considered as the worst. Lying to my mother, even stealing out a purse. Crime after crime, from drugs to extortion. I know my mother wish she got a fucking abortion. She don't even love me like she did when I was younger. Sucking on her chest just to stop my fucking hunger. I wonder if I died, would tears come to her eyes? Forgive me for my disrespect, forgive me for my lies. But maybe mother's 8 months, her little sister's too. Who's to blame for both of them? I swear to God I wanna just slip my wrist and end this bullshit. Throw the magnum to my head, threaten to pull shit. And squeeze until the bed's completely red. I'm glad I'm dead, a worthless fucking Buddha head. The stress is building up, I can't believe suicide's on my fucking mind. I wanna leave, I swear to God I feel like death is fucking calling me. Nah, you wouldn't understand.
Nigga, talk to me, please, man.
You see, it's kinda like the crack did the Pookie and New Jack. Except when I cross over, it ain't no coming back. Should I die on the train track like Rainbow and Beach Street? People at the funeral fronting like they miss me. My baby mama kissed me, but she glad I'm gone. She know me and her sister had something going on. I reached my peak, I can't sleep.
Call my nigga Cheek, tell him that my will is weak.
Hey, yo,
I'm sick
on,
of niggas lying, I'm sick of bitches hawking. Hey, matter of fact, stick to talk.
Yeah, we got back the fucking Petty Cash on the line, motherfucking Tasha on the line, TPG. This is Black Lives Matter, or how much do they matter if you're going to kill them motherfuckers before they even get the chance to do anything. So, Cash, what's up, Cash? Yeah,
what's
Cash.
What's going on?
This shit is real.
Hey, shout out to the person who, shout out to the young lady who shared early. I was listening in. I'm happy you're a fighter.
Yeah. One, give it up for Tasha, y'all, because
you too, Kyle.
That was a powerful testimony right there. And just to think that the one, you know, the stone that was cast away would be the cornerstone. You know what I'm saying? To hold shit together. You know, and yeah. Good being a survivor. But Cash, time in on the topic, man. I got ladies lining up on the lines. A lot of them is lined up. You press one if y'all got something to say, and we're gonna get you in there too. But Cash, I know you was listening to the whole show. Look at them.
Yeah. So far as my views on abortion, I don't think they should put no restriction on the people. I mean, you know, on people's choices. You just never know people's situation, what they've been through, their history. You get what I'm saying? I mean, I know it's fucked up, but the baby's going to make it to heaven. I mean, the babies, they already got their place in heaven, so all of I'm saying is let people just have their choice.
Should it be free?
Hell no. Man, not goddamn. You got a free choice. Now you got to work the motherfucker and make that shit come through now.
If shit is so fucked up, then it should be free then. If it's like...
No, it ain't that fucked up because you got consequences now. You was out there playing fucking around, and I understand some people get raped. I understand that. But at the end of the day, you got that choice to, is this what you really want to do? This is what put barriers in place to really have people own up to the decisions they make, period, from beginning to end. You get what I'm saying?
You think it should be more expensive than it is now?
No, I think it should be the price it is, which I don't know what all go into abortion and how they come up with the quantity or how much, but from what I know, they say about $400. Nah, I mean, that's on you and all parties involved. Y'all can come up with that to handle that if that's the decision y'all want to make or, you know, go other routes. I mean, I'm just saying.
But it
should not be free. The government should not be paying for that shit. They already got us in the news doing all kind of other shit. They shouldn't be paying for that too, if that's what you're asking.
So no doubt that babies, you ain't got no problem with slumping kids if your financial situation ain't right. Or
don't say it on those tents. Don't say it on if it's contingent on that. That's not what I stand for. No. I'm just saying, case by case, you can't play everybody's case. So just overall, I guess.
Okay, let's get specific.
I guess I am for abortion, but that's just on people on the. Yeah, I guess I hate it sound like that because don't think I don't love the babies. I love kids, but I'm just saying you just never know people's situations and what they go through.
Right. But in essence, fuck them kids, because them kids are going to be the ones breaking into my car. Them kids are going to be the ones, you know what I'm saying, scratching up my shit, stealing my radio out my shit. You know what I'm saying?
I don't have no crystal ball. I don't know if them kids would have did that. And you're right. They might have been the next president or something.
I was that kid for half of my life. I was throwing bowling balls off the top of the interstate, watching them try to hit cars on the expressway. They put a fence up because of my ass. They put a fence
up. But now look at you. You got how many kids under you?
That don't matter. I can.
Yes,
end up
it does. You. It ain't where you're from. It's where you at now, man.
Yeah. So basically, you was like, fuck them kids, though. That's how I need to know. Hey. Fuck them.
Under certain cases, that's what it is.
I'm totally. I'm not saying I'm neutral, but I can understand fuck the kids, but I really want you to give the kids a chance. Because even the fuck-ups could come up. Even the fuck-ups could come up. I mean, they really can. And sometimes in a person's fuck-ups, in a fuck-up, you might be able to find your calling helping a fuck-up. Now, all of a sudden, you done found out that you're able to endure this type of shit and you can help people do this shit. But if you would have never had that person push you to that shit, because this nigga crazy and he want to kill people.
Okay, so since you want to take it to that extreme, let's even go the opposite direction of the extreme where you take away their choice to have an abortion, and then you got people doing even more evil shit to children. You got people being more vindictive to the children, to the whole situation of having been forced to take on a child. Ain't no telling what they're going to do to themselves to try and get rid of a child or having been bringing a child in the world. Like, that shit can go to the extreme on both sides.
Right. Unwanted babies, sometimes they know they're not wanted, and they take out the pain on shit around them. And that, sometimes some of these kids be child molesters while they kids. They start early.
And not only that, but also the parents are brutal to the kid. Shit, they make kid a kid when the kid striving, breathing, doing, looking like, you know for a fact this nigga the next nigga up, and you kill him all because they took your freedom of choice to have an abortion way back when. See that? See how the extremes they go?
Great. It's a great point. I'm going to ding you for that. I'm going to give you a ding. Stingy with the dings. Hey, calling in from 305. You live on the line. You listening to motherfucking The Petty Gathering, TPG. 305, that's Miami. You live? You hear me, 305?
That's me.
Who that? That's Queen. Hey, y'all give it up for the Queen, y'all. Y'all give it up for the Queen.
Yo.
Queen, I know you got a lot to say about this subject, so
It's so hard for me to talk about it. It's so hard for me to talk about that, you know. I got a lot to say about it, actually. I'll start off number one with, you know, my mother didn't want me either. She didn't go through the extremes as what the other young lady was saying, what her mother did. But I know that my mama didn't want me. I was adopted when I was like 12. And, you know, this lady is a part of my life now. Like, the things that she did to lose me and one of my sisters to the system. This lady like 60-something years old, and she's still smoking dope and doing the shit that she did that caused me and my sister. I got a sister that's paraplegic. She got cerebral palsy. Had to be taken care of 24/7. You know what I mean? And what's so crazy about it, this lady up here in Jacksonville, I ain't even know. I just so happened to pick my kids up from school yesterday and swerved up on her ass. I'm like, damn, that's what it is like that, mama, you know what I mean? But, okay, that's just, you know, just to start off. But I'm being honest, I had one abortion. And it was not just because of a financial situation, because I had all of my kids during a struggle, you know what I mean? So it wasn't about the financial situation, but my last child got sickle cell, like, not the trait, the real deal, holy steel. My baby done been in and out of the hospital, several blood transfusions. I mean, like, fevers be like life or death. We spent a lot of time in the hospital. I'm a single parent. So, yes, when I found out, you know, that particular time I was pregnant after him, I just, you know, I feel like this, like the lady said, let people have their choice. Thank God that I did have a choice, because soon after I had the procedure done, my little boy got sick. Whatever he had got sick with, it was something that the doctors wouldn't allow pregnant women in his room. Now, suppose I'd have been pregnant with this child that I, you know, terminated or whatever, I wouldn't have been able to be in that room with my child. The child that's already here and living, I had to think about the fairness
of the situation. Like, I was already trying to get myself up on my feet in a better situation, not bring another child in, set back 5 or 6 more years when I'm trying to get these kids I already got to a better situation. So I was just really, my thing was, I got to be self for the ones that's already here, living and breathing. You know what I mean?
Facts.
So, you know, it is what it is. It's a sad thing, but I don't even, the way a couple of people that I've talked to about it before I did it, they was like, oh, you're going to be a killer. You're going to be there. I mean, just saying the worst of the worst things to try to make me feel bad and explain my decision. But I'm, me and my creator, you know what I mean? I had to make my decision not based off of no emotions. I had to be realistic about what the fuck's going on in my life right now. It was not something that I could, I don't think that I could have handled. Maybe I could have, but who knows? I got to think about my sick baby that I got to take care of by myself right now. And after that, then I learned how to keep my motherfucking legs closed. I don't want that shit to happen no more. I do not fuck around like that. You know what I mean? That was my fault. But I don't feel no guilt like the way everybody would want me to feel guilty for having a fortune. I never got overwhelmed with that guilty feeling that people wanted me to have. Because honestly, and this don't sound real unempathetic, unsympathetic, whatever the word is, it's going to sound like I have no empathy at all when I use this metaphor, but I had to look at it like this. I got pregnant from a nigga I know I ain't want to have no motherfucking kid from. I'm looking at my kids I got right here. These my flowers in this garden that I already nurtured. Now I don't let this motherfucker come drop this motherfucking weed up in my garden. I don't let this motherfucking guy. Hell no. I had to talk out there this Sunday. It was fine for that. Hell no. Simple
and
you know what I mean?
Hey, y'all
live.
Y'all laughing too. Y'all live. 361 and 631 and 924. Y'all all live. You know, I'm gonna get everybody a chance to chat it up here with Queen. I understand what you're saying, Queen. So you did what you had to do that was better for your family. You know what I'm saying? For your immediate family. Yeah,
and I can honestly say I think that if I would have kept the child, the consequences and the repercussions would have been worse. You know what I mean? That's how I feel with my situation. If I would have kept that baby, the consequences and repercussions for my own life would have been really fucked up. So I think that I made the right decision for me and my family and my household. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know,
we was just talking about repercussions. On the show on Friday. What was interesting about the show on Friday that kind of leads into the show today? We're playing God. We're playing judge. We're saying, you know what? I see that you ain't going to be shit, so I'm going to take this from you. And
that's not what people say when they make a decision sometimes like that. Did you just not hear what she said?
But I understand, but here's the thing.
That ain't the way I saw it.
A nigga don't even think that far with the kid, though. They stuck at, I can't do this. That's where they stuck at, man, sometimes. They don't even go into the distance of where the child could have gone or nothing like that. They don't see no future for the child like that. So,
the only thing that really got me about it was I got three sons. I got three boys. I'm in my early 30s and I got three boys that could have been my daughter. You know what I mean? So I did think that far ahead. That could have been my daughter. What if I never have a chance to do it again? All of those things have been, you know, but, you know, like I said, I'm right with my maker. It was the decision that had to be made for me, not nobody else. But old boy was fucking mad because that would have been his first child. So I can understand where he was coming from, but that nigga was way younger than me. I wasn't even going to take no chances with that one.
I feel you. Hey, 301, you was live. I heard you. 240, you live on the line. Just say who you are when you start talking, because I got all y'all live on the line. We got an hour left to rock out, yo. What is going on? So everybody is pro-abortion that I'm talking to on the line, except for Tasha.
I'm against abortion.
All right. I know who that is.
This Riri, Keontae, yes. I'm against that shit. People, my thing is, if you lay down the man, you can have that baby. You know, the thing is, oh, I was struggling. They get ass free.
Do you have any children?
I have a son. They get ass free food, call food stamps. You been struggling, you want to have free food. They get ass free living in the motherfucking project. They get ass free money, call cash, free Medicaid, free dental. They get free fucking blood passes.
Get petty on your ass, Dionys.
So you just say yes, I did. It was going to be a struggle for me to have this child. They do all that shit free. When you told and you got two babies, everything. Give you free formula, everything. Only thing I can probably say is that I will be a
life I want to live.
The only way I would say it would be okay to abort your child is if you got raped. That's probably like, that's it. Like, if you got raped, then you didn't have that decision.
That's not what you do. You raise a little nigga to become a rapist, and you send him to rape his father.
Huh?
You keep the baby, and you raise him to be a rapist, and you send him to rape his fucking father. You don't kill him.
Wow.
Yeah, let me tell you something. Listen. I'm like this, though. Me and my baby mom got three kids together. It could have been four, yo. I wish you'd have killed all the motherfuckers. Feel how you want to feel, nigga. I don't give a fuck. Black life don't matter, nigga.
Listen, this Tasha, if you
talk about black life don't matter, nigga.
My soul matter, dog. Your skin don't matter, dog. I take a nigga out they body, dog. Fuck out of here.
Listen, why you taking karma, though, bitch? You want to die anyway.
Nigga, listen. It's karma, nigga. That's real shit. Yo, if you a real nigga and you know how your life is and you know about your soul, you don't care about leaving this earth. That's what's wrong with you niggas. Y'all love the earth too much. Y'all love being on this dumbass earth and y'all complain about the shit.
Nigga, it ain't about loving the earth.
Get you some spiritual learning. Get you some spiritual learning first and then come holler at me about this earth and the flesh and all that. Y'all niggas love this earth, dog. Fuck this earth. Nigga, your life don't matter. Don't matter to the next nigga. Fuck out of here.
What the hell is this?
I'm out here living, nigga. If I die today or tomorrow, I'm cool. Y'all niggas die today or tomorrow, y'all gonna cry. Oh, I'm gonna miss my babies, my grandma. Come on, nigga, get out of here.
We die today or tomorrow, it's today.
Fuck all that, dog. But then y'all be the same niggas that say, oh, they in a better place now. But two seconds after they dead. Fuck out of here. Fuck out of here. You crying because they dead. Why? You can't go get them. They soul gonna live forever. Your selfish ass just want them to be here on earth with you suffering.
So intelligent that you're dumb.
Fuck out of here. That bitch who called out the motherfucking price for abortion, she had one before. She knew that price too much. That bitch said $400.75. Fuck out of here, bitch. You had an abortion. The nut ass out of here with that dumb ass shit.
Get your fat ass. Get your weak ass. I'm not going to tell you 100 more words about your fat ass and argue with your dick.
Well, that escalated quickly. Oh,
that was so big ass. I know that big ass bitch still listening. He need to have an abortion. All that gut. He motherfucking talk around that bitch. He got babies in his titties. His motherfucking gut. His motherfucking side. And his motherfucking back. And his motherfucking ass cheek. Swole ass bastard. Michael Jackson molesting ass, rest in peace, Mike Jay. And we didn't talk about kids. We just ain't giving no fuck about the kids this show.
No fucks given.
And I definitely don't. Hold on. And let me say this. And I definitely don't give a fuck about no childish ass motherfucker that come on the line like his big swole jelly roll ass know what the fuck be going on. Bitch, I will ride your ass, cut your ass out, and tell your mama she should have aborted your ass. Bitch. Sorry for that, y'all, but he pissed me off.
Well, what do we have here? We have motherfuckers mad because what? Cho's fat? Yeah, he's fat. Yeah, I'm fat too. So what?
Tayo, get your big swole ass ain't Charlie. See? Now you about to get for him.
Hold on. That's my homie. 301.
301.
Yeah, son.
I had to go smack the shit out of bitch nigga. I'm back though. What's popping? Popping with you niggas. Y'all still killing
nuts babies. Nuts in your mouth. That's what's popping. Nuts in your mouth. That's what's popping.
Y'all killing babies and shit. Gonna try to judge me. You niggas is wailing.
Who is this? Hold on. Who is this with this fake ass up north accent? No, he's straight from the backwoods. Out of the St. John River. Who the fuck is that with that bullshit ass accent?
That's who this is. It's the nigga who laid pipe down, long dick style. I'm Tyrone. All
right, so basically,
it's
what my man is saying.
Fuck this old throgga looking ass bitch right here.
All right, listen. All right, real talk though.
Brush your teeth, bitch.
Brush your teeth, bitch.
Real rap, yo. Real rap though. Real rap. Honestly, women shouldn't only have the fucking last say so in whether or not the fucking baby is born, yo.
Why she gonna be the last? Come on.
Fuck
my
that.
Baby mom did that shit without telling me.
She gonna be the last one. Why your baby mama? That was everybody's baby mama.
That shit is whack.
She gonna be the last one, don't tell you.
What?
It's gonna be the last one with it.
Alright, listen. I gotta pay for it, right? Or I go to jail.
Right.
But you could kill a motherfucker and I don't. You owe me then.
Nah, but you know what? I'm not for child support, though. I'm not for child support. I would never tell a bitch to put a nigga on child support. I ain't for that shit.
That's not the point. It's the law. It's the fucking law. The law says that you
and the law says that I can kill a motherfucking baby if I want to. Law says.
So, but that law don't got, I don't got no rights. In that law,
you don't have no right in support law either.
Even though the shit came from me, without me,
I don't
want to
talk about
shit.
This shit no more, man.
Now, that's the topic of the show.
Hang
that's
up.
Why we on it. How the fuck?
Oh, it
can
is.
You... Yeah, that's the topic. It's the topic.
Tayo, Africa, my man. I'm so happy you are still here with us. I'm happy your people did not abort you. Because, damn.
But
my people
were
supposed to abort me. But she fucked up and let me be here. Now y'all got a problem.
They ain't got no problem.
We don't necessarily have a problem.
I'm here. That's the problem.
That is the petty comment of the century.
I mean, who is it a problem for? That's
it's
what I don't
for mean. Everybody that I'm here.
Why? Thank you.
Cho's is a problem child. Yo, Cho's a problem child. He's the kid that you got to go to school and talk with the principal because your kid is getting into it with another kid. It was
exactly.
That.
No, that's the kid that me and my people lay the fuck out. That's all that is.
Well, lay that out because I'm stressed. Believe that, nigga. I never leave my house without it.
But listen, okay, why would you want to be that kid? Why would you want to be that kid? What does that do for you?
Because it makes me feel good on the inside. I have to embrace my calling in life. And my calling in life is to not give a fuck and make you niggas mad.
How long you think you can survive off that mentality, though? And the nigga really fuck with you. They gonna fuck you over every time. You can only live for so long with that mentality.
Listen, that's what I like about your motherfucking ass.
You are the black chick that motherfuckers don't like.
Ever since I adopted that mentality, life has been great.
This is an intervention.
You sound loud and upset, young lady. I don't know who you are. Please stop attacking me.
You know what?
Please stop attacking me. I've never done anything to you, lady. I don't even know who the fuck you are.
I'm a mute Cho's, too.
I didn't kill your baby.
That's not Cho's. God damn it.
My baby is here.
Just leave me alone. Just leave me alone.
All right, that's so.
You're a fucking dickhead.
All right, I took that nigga too. All right, I got him too. Here's what I was trying to say. Here's what I'm trying to say. The rest of y'all live, I had to mute them too. I'm gonna get them back on the line. That's my nigga Chose. That's my girl Cash. They both petty as fuck. This is TPG, the Petty Gatherer. What I was trying to tell you, Cash, so I could talk to you. Nobody can hear you going off right now, so you don't gotta try to talk over me. Is that the Scorpion don't
got this lady's problem?
Yo, listen, the Scorpion don't gotta. No choice over being a fucking scorpion. It just does scorpion shit. Now people say the scorpion is scary. The snake don't got no choice of being a fucking snake. It's the damn snake. It eats the rats. It has a purpose. It's like the scorpion. Even though they're not the prettiest fucking animals in the world, that's what they was born to be. Some of us need to realize that we are born to be certain shit. And the faster you realize that shit, the quicker you embrace who the fuck you are, then dun 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 dun. You can live happy, but it might not make some other people happy. It might not make some other people happy when the snake is biting on their ass. But that motherfucker is born to be a snake.
Hey, Tayo, but
But
if you see a snake, you know that the snake is the snake. Then use a super motherfucker for walking up to a snake, patting the snake like that motherfucker ain't poisonous and won't bite you. That's your own personal choice. It's your personal choice to not have shit around you, bro. You know what it is,
snakes
lady.
Hey.
I got a ferret.
Snakes got handlers. I seen a nigga throwing cobras like he was picking up goddamn pixie sticks. Just throwing cobras across the fucking room. Shit, I picked up snakes.
Snake, that person is a snake handler. If you ain't no motherfucking snake handler, go over there.
The snake handler
still can get bit. That don't make him exempt from getting bit by the snake.
I caught a cotton mouth and I wasn't even smoking no weed.
I got a ferret, so I don't really care.
I don't either, because I would never be around a snake. And when that I see that it's a snake, I stay away from a snake. When you see
snakes everywhere. You can't avoid snakes.
Not everybody is scared of snakes, number one. And then snakes are useful to help control the rat population. Because the rats are vermin, and they will infest your house. The snake ain't coming in your fucking house, but he's protecting the animals that might come in your house and take your shit. The snake don't want nothing in here.
Just because I said that I stay away, that doesn't mean that I'm scared.
Peep game. The snake don't want nothing in your house. He don't want nothing in your house. He just wants to eat outside and chill. The rat wants not only what he has, but he wants your shit too. The snake is going to protect you from the rat.
Right. But listen,
it's useful. It's a useful thing to have a snake if you got rats around
you. Away from a snake, that don't mean that you're scared of a snake. That means you respect the snake and the snake shit they do.
That's like people is mad at Chose for being a snake. They call Chose a snake. Niggas have called him a snake. Ah, that nigga's a snake. But he's a snake. But that's what the fuck a snake do. Nigga, so you better pay attention. God damn it. And then you'll be happy when that snake, when you had rats, and you get the call on that snake that you had a good relationship with.
Exactly.
So when you get rats. So it's
I ain't never mad at
you. You took my track record. I do that.
No, I ain't never mad at nobody.
I do that.
Damn, is though. You feel me? Be you. To me, the problem is when you somebody that you ain't, or you perpetrating. Bitch, don't perpetrate. Be who you is. If you a snake, be a snake.
I don't think this nigga's perpetrating. I never perpetrated as the nigga who's always been a real nigga.
Hold on. I don't have no problem with Chose. I've never had a disagreement with him or anything. Met him in person. I think he's kind of fluffy. I like fluffy. I don't have no problem with him. He's never did anything to me.
What?
You feel me? He never did nothing to me. I don't have no problem with him. Everybody else ain't no. Yeah, I ain't got no problem.
Cool. I ain't got no problem with you, Tasha. I mean, the chick who I got a problem with, she know who she is. I ain't got no problem with you. But who I am and what I do, that's just me. That's just who I am. You know what I'm saying? If like, you know what I mean? The nigga don't like it, fuck him. You know what I'm saying? Real rap. So that's just me.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Dang, I ain't got no problem. I mean, like.
Couldn't have said it better.
That's all.
Facts.
Yeah.
I came here to be petty. I ain't serious at all. And y'all can't make me be serious. And if a nigga don't like it, then fuck him. You know what I'm saying? And Victoria around here killing babies and quoting prices and shit. You gonna get mad at me because I called her the fuck out. Like, how you gonna do something like that, duh? You know what I'm saying? I ain't do you like that.
Here we go.
Oh, no, 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 motherfucking
you, bitch.
No, let me enlighten your motherfucking ass.
Bitch, I got an education. I do counseling for a motherfucking living, hoe. So therefore, I know these things. And I know a crazy motherfucker such as yourself. He's living on a damn edge when they need my motherfucking help. I know when they need my motherfucking help. How you think I got my control over your ugly ass?
$5 to kill babies. Like, you know what I'm saying? You should have been killed. Woman enough to say that
you can't be killed.
I heard the price on the streets is $475. Like, who's talking about?
I also don't know how to pay for your big ass and put some money. Do you need me to pay that price?
A professional, or you're like an expert on baby killing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't have to wait till a baby fully formed to kill it. You could have took it in your mouth.
Wow.
You could have took it in your ass.
You know,
because you're upset because your baby didn't grow up to look as good as me? What's going on?
Oh,
you
came out of the kitchen.
Like, you're very loud and obnoxious, and like, it's just
I am because your big ass thanks to all the shit, man. You full of shit. You sit up here talking all this shit, and you ain't got nothing together, bitch.
So, like, you might
your big ass ain't got shit together, and you out here trying to come out of Russia, nigga, who well put together like a good piece of metal.
You know what I'm saying? And listen,
if you don't upgrade, first off, you need to upgrade your look. You need to upgrade your look.
I'm not
you need to upgrade
like
your look.
Like that, whoop my ass. Like
you need to upgrade
like
your look. That's the first thing. When you stop looking like Polo the Bell, maybe we can vibe together. But until then,
of a predator looking ass Bigfoot. You know what I'm saying? Like. Goody Goo Goo. Do you understand that?
You be having some fun on on your white teeth. You just funny.
I've never seen an educated woman act the way that you act.
You just funny. Oh my God. I know you have shit in your drawers because you be on the tweets in your shit. You just a nasty ass nigga.
Taught you something different than what you knew that you can't use and you paid money for.
Oh my God! So oh my God!
You know what I'm saying? Because if you want to be, you can
you just like a fat person that didn't get no attention in high school. That's what you are.
That you believe in killing
babies. That's what you are. You a fat nigga who ain't get no attention in high school. You ain't get no grade A. And if you did, you probably had to beat a bitch for some grade A. You probably was raping bitches. You probably got a few abortions on your head.
You know what I mean? Like, I've never been on that type of time, man, and I suggest that you don't.
Yo, you sound so dumb.
I've been on real time all day, my nigga. Like,
Tyo, what you gonna do? You gonna keep letting the homeless be?
It's like the shit is. I tried to mute y'all 100 fucking times. I can't play my music or nothing. So, my
man,
shit is all
fucked up. Man, fuck that fat ass nigga, man. That fat ass nigga, that no real nigga. They don't know shit about me. These bitches, oh my gosh. They so stupid.
Listen, I wish you stopped yelling because you ain't really got to yell. You don't. We can hear you without yelling. We can, if you talk just like this, we can still hear you.
You're right. I be yelling because I yell.
We not all the way across the room either. And it makes it impossible
I got it, nigga.
We understand. But we can talk like this.
I got it, nigga.
You can still talk shit. You can mispronounce my name low without yelling it. You know what I'm saying?
No. And you can't tell me it's wrong that fake ass African name. But listen, my thing is, Tayo, how you let these niggas, you know what, it don't even matter. Because at the end of the day, I know
it. I'm not letting niggas do nothing.
That's why I stopped myself before I went in with that. That's why I stopped myself. Let me reset. I don't give a fuck that you let these niggas on the show. Now you do that. To say some dumbass shit to a real ass nigga. This bitch talking about my look, but his hygiene's fucked up.
Wait a minute. All right. Listen. Everybody's free to call the show, Cash. I don't block people. I only mute it when it's going crazy. And if I could have muted it, I would have. But I would have muted you because you're yelling loud as fuck. And it just makes it sound bad. It's not like I.
You're just kicking me out. I don't give a fuck.
It's not like I don't want to hear it. You don't have to pay. I just don't want you to yell it, yo. That's all.
He wouldn't let me get a word in edgewise, man.
Well, I mean, he was just continuing to talk mumbling like a petty nigga would do, but it is what it is.
And that was pissing me off to the 18th degree.
Well, that's the point.
Yes.
But nobody can even.
I mean, I know that's the point, but I'm just saying, Delaware, then he better. That's the point why I'm yelling at his motherfucking ass. But my thing is, this is getting on my nerves. This is get on my nerves.
Everybody, like, I couldn't hear half of what you were saying because you were screaming.
Wow. I don't even
mumble in the background. Like, whatever.
You see, everybody, you see how we all heard that shit. We all cool. It was a good 15, 20 minutes of straight yelling, too. So, that's going to be great for replay value. You know what I'm saying? They're going to skip that part.
But listen, Tayo.
Yes.
Tayo.
Yes.
I gotta ask. Why the fuck do they have so much venom towards me? I will never know. Listen, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something right now. These motherfucking bitches that be coming at me on the internet, They ain't even in my circle outside motherfucking cyber world. And my people, they was straight dog they ass.
Listen.
I hate this motherfucker.
Can I answer the question? Can I answer the question?
Okay, go ahead. Sure.
All right. I believe, can't speak for everybody, my personal opinion, my personal problem is you feel like you can say whatever you want to say out your mouth and then put petty or some other type of hashtag to
these. Are you really interested in knowing why people come at you?
Wait, so wait, no, you know what? Let me kill this before it even gets off.
Are you really interested in knowing?
Let me tell you something right now. Let me say this. I was gonna hear out the female, but I'm not gonna hear out that nigga. I don't give a fuck at the end of the day because I know what I say is what I say and that's what I mean. If I put petty behind it, it's really what I meant. It was petty. Now, if you get offended at that, I can't get mad at you coming back at me on some shit. But you gotta understand, for every tick, there's a tack. And when I get tired of ticking and tacking, that shit fit with me. It don't matter if I take it offline or online. But the thing is, if you gonna take that, then you gotta go ahead and accept that. Like, it ain't no in-between with me. If you say some shit out of the wall to me, if you come for my throat, I'm gonna go for your throat. If you come for my head, I'm going for your head. And at the end of the day, truth is truth. You feel me? So if somebody say some real truth about me, I'm accept that shit for what it is, I'm keep that shit moving. You can't tell me I go online and I threaten people's lives. I don't play like that. Because when I do a threat, I promise you I follow it up with an action. But see, I don't play like that because I don't live that life no more. So at the end of the day, nigga, it is what it's going to be.
Well, educational.
And I never say, oh, if I put it out there, I don't take it. I take all that shit. It don't matter.
Yeah, and then you yell like you're doing right now, or you typing.
Y'all keep saying I yell. That's just what I do. So my bad for your ears, but that's just what it is.
God damn.
I have a conversation with you. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, we just want to talk so everybody can hear us. A radio show. It's not like a.
And told you don't even fucking know me. You came at me all sideways out your ass, all because of somebody I was dealing with on a business tip. Y'all talk under my cloak, and when I say y'all, I'm talking about the men. And if you bring that shit out of BBA, out of battle rap, some shit I don't even motherfucking do. I give a pin. I pay my bread to see motherfuckers up there rapping. You bitches can't stop me. Yeah.
Well, now that she has that off of her chest.
All right. But I don't really care. I don't really care. I'm just there to make jokes, so I don't give a fuck either way.
Okay, but you do all that threatening. You do all that threatening like shit, sweet. That's all I'm saying. My thing is, you don't threaten nobody's life. You don't be talking under no bitch clothes like that when you ain't even been under there. You don't do that. But since you do that, because you just here to make jokes, you better believe a bitch finna come and make a few fucking jokes about you.
Nigga, I ain't never threatened nobody.
You better be told.
It's Omotayo.
No, when I said that, I was talking about the me and I was talking about chosen. You know the ones who make threats. Don't even play crazy. You know the ones who make threats.
I don't like that shit. I think that's a real immature way to handle shit.
Right, but y'all don't never tell them that on hand, which, you know what I'm saying? Like, if the only person I would really stop for is Bucci. If he get in my inbox, he be like, Vic, chill. You know what I'm saying? If he say some shit, that's the only way I respect that shit. And he'll tell them niggas to chill. But everybody else, y'all be high-fiving that nigga. Y'all be, keep laughing and shit. But you don't know nothing about me. You don't know nothing about under my clothing. You don't know what the fuck I do in retaliation and you trying to threaten my life like I'm going to let that shit ride. Like I got people that go let that shit ride. Come on, man.
Listen. It's the internet, but at the same time, it's just the fucking internet, yo. You can log off and nobody know that any of that shit ever happened.
And Tayo, African motto. I understand that. It's clear. I understand that. It's the people that come at me that don't understand. I mean, do they want the last word? If they be like, Vic, I want the last word. Shit, I'll let them have it. Motherfuckers be doing too much now. They talk about I do too much. No, they do too motherfucking much.
Now, listen. It's their right to because it's their group. They can do whatever
you
they
want. You know what? You're right. But when I be paying tabs around this motherfucker supporting people.
It's okay. Listen. Just because you pay for a McDonald's cheeseburger don't mean you get to tell niggas when they get to go on break or when somebody... You just want a cheeseburger. Eat your fucking cheeseburger and get the fuck out. And stop trying to run the restaurant because you bought a goddamn cheeseburger. Right.
How do I try to run it when I say if I bought a cheeseburger? Don't do that. If I bought a cheeseburger, if I bought a cheeseburger and I see you back there making my shit sloppy, am I not to tell you, hey, you need to do that better? How you gonna get that cheeseburger and the cheese ain't even on the motherfucker?
Yeah, but listen, that will
that's
benefit,
what I'm saying.
That will benefit you.
No. Tayo, I don't run. Tayo, you putting me like I be trying to. Tayo, you putting me like I be trying to run the lead. I never been in that position. I never said nothing like that. All that I said is, oh, that battle was like, oh, I don't like the way he battled. And them motherfuckers hate that.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, of course.
It's crazy.
Of course they're gonna hate that. Nigga, what the fuck are you? Are you kidding me right now?
Listen. Tayo, don't do that. Don't twist my words. Listen to what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying. I'm giving you an example of what.
You're just gonna yell it. You're just gonna yell it over again. I heard
you. Okay, listen. I'm telling you. I just told him. I didn't like that. That was like, okay, I understand. They ain't gonna like that, right?
Right.
I understand that. I accept that. I understand it's gonna be a backlash like, Vic, shut up. Okay, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. That's fine. But Tayo, you see where they go. They take it over and beyond. Oh, yo, no booty happy ass, what the fuck, I'm talking about this, your talent.
Listen.
Under your clothes.
Saying you ain't got no booty is not taking it over and beyond. That's like right there at average.
Listen. When I talk about, don't play with me. When I talk about your talent, about your talent. I did not talk about your personal appearance. I talked about your talent. I said it was right. Or I said, it's not what I like. I don't like your style of rapping. Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Not that when you said, though. Don't make it seem like you said it nicely. Nigga, you be going.
Listen, it's on the internet. However you interpret that, you take the tone of the text, that's on you. You get what I'm saying? However you take the tone of the text, that's on you.
Like, now you've been fishy. You just say, I don't like the way you rap. You be like, this nigga garbage as fuck. Oh. Slow rapping.
Okay.
That's the shit you the motherfucking sleep. Bitch.
Critique's not nice. Granted,
saying that it is. Wait. It's impossible to have a conversation with you because you yell over anybody that's stating anything
okay,
other than
right.
What
you I do. Are you done?
No, I'm not. You're saying listen and I never finished my statement.
But I'm not even talking to you, I was talking to Tayo anyways, and you jumped in.
Yeah, shit like that.
I was talking to Tayo and you jumped in. That's why I asked you what you done.
Everybody on the line. It's not no jumping in. Everybody on the line.
You jumped in. I was talking to Tayo. We were talking. You jumped in.
It's like an 8 phone call.
You wanted to get in because you wanted to get in. That's understandable. But I was talking to Tayo. I was out there and him.
I can't.
Anyway,
I can't fucking hear anybody.
Listen.
This shit is so fucking stupid.
My listeners are totally thrown off by you guys' total railroad of the topic. Now, of course, I like the bickering going back and forth because it's kind of funny. But the fact of the matter remains is we're not talking about battle rap right now.
We're not talking about the BBA.
We're not talking about your personal vendetta and people's vendetta against you. We was talking about abortion and the right of life of females. And then you took that shit and made it all about you.
Right.
You know what, Tayo? You can have it. This is why I stopped calling in the show from Jump Street.
This is...
Hey, man. She wouldn't be that bitter if she'd have just put it in her mouth.
These are just facts, yo. Sometimes I gotta mute to say that, but I'm telling you, I can't play none of my music. I have like 5 songs. I had 2 real good songs I was gonna play. I'm gonna just post them in the room. But shit. The shit that is so crazy is that all of us could have been aborted.
Yep.
Cape Cod.
Every single one of us could have got chopped up out of here. You know what I'm saying? And we made it. So I'm while I understand and I did some research basically on, you know, how that baby boom came in the 90s from all the crack babies in the 80s. And the 90s babies is coming of age now. And these niggas is about to be hell. And that's what we getting, yo. These niggas is hell, yo. So we got the Chief Keefs in them, you know. And it's a whole.